Hello and welcome to What Excites Us, the podcast that discusses sex and sexuality so that you will know deeply and truly that you, your interests, and your sexual expressions are okay. My name is Gwyn Isaacs. I am a certified sex coach who has been happily helping folks feel good in their sexuality since 2017, officially. Long before that, unofficially. This episode is a conversation with Lucia Gabriella, the creator of Tantra Kink, founder of the Sacred Love Temple and the Sarasota Dark Temple, who is bringing a few of her workshops to Long Island in July this year, 2023. Lucia helps individuals and couples to master their life, relationships, and intimacy with themselves and others. As a trauma-informed relationship and intimacy coach, Lucia Gabriella creates sacred and safe space for individuals and couples to heal, transform, and up-level their relationships. As a result, clients learn how to develop conscious and meaningful intimacy. As a somatic therapist and tantra facilitator, Lucia specializes and works with individuals whose journey is to liberate themselves from emotional and sexual traumas. She helps them reclaim their creative power, body, voice, sensuality, and sexuality to welcome pleasure into their lives, creations, and relationships. She offers her coaching and somatic services at Nuna Holistic Retreat Center. As a trauma-informed therapeutic kink practitioner and tantra kink creator, Lucia fuses the power of tantra and kink BDSM to help clients connect with their body wisdom, discover their erotic archetypes, and master their erotic energy. Lucia is also an event producer. She created Sol y Luna Tantric Shamanic Retreat Festival and Intimacy and Desire 2.0 Conference. She is the co-producer of Turn On Miami and Explore Tantra Festival. Before we dive in, I want you to know that there is more of our conversation that you can listen to at the Patreon for the show. We talk about some of the myths around kink and tantra and all sorts of other stuff. The easiest way to find that is by going to whatexcitesus.com. Thank you, Lucia, for coming on and doing this podcast with me. I'm super excited to connect with you in general, but also about the stuff that you have going on.
Thank you so much, Gwyn. I would really appreciate you for inviting me to your podcast. I have been loving it.
Yay! So the listeners will have already heard your bio, but why don't you just give us a little bit about who you are and how you got here?
Wow. That's a
yeah, in 2 seconds or less. No, just kidding.
I love this question so much. And sometimes I really don't know what to say or where to start, because it depends of like what my audience is. And, you know, we don't want to get the audience bored as well. It's like, oh, my God, this lady's life. Right.
Right.
So what can I start with is I'm really passionate and excited. I'm really in my heart about creating spaces, creating containers, creating events, creating opportunities, creating sessions. I'm a creatrix, first of all. I love to create the possibilities where we can come together and experience, embrace, and I would say create conscious relationships and intimacy. What does that mean, consciousness? To me, one of my favorite mentors, Tony Robbins, talked about consciousness as the aspect of caring. And I kind of resonate a lot with that sense of caring, because it's not just about mindfulness. You can be thoughtful and mindful, but do you really care? Right? Like, do you really have that in your heart? Like, I can be very mindful about what are the things I'm saying, but could I be really caring about what I'm saying? Right? So sometimes it doesn't go together. And to me, about creating these caring, loving relationships that are meaningful, we're here to create, we're here to build, we're here to manifest, we're here to not just evolve, but expanding. So as you can tell, like, I'm really passionate about creating that sense of awakening, awareness, reclaiming opening up the space, the feel, the conversation, the possibilities to how it is that we can live a very meaningful, delicious life and intimacy with ourselves and with our partners. And after saying that, what do I do, who I am, at some point it doesn't even matter, to be honest with you. It's like I have so many titles. I am a relationship and intimacy coach that I help clients who are struggling in the intimacy. I'm a somatic therapist helping clients who are stuck in their bodies and they're not connecting with the body, they feel numb. I'm a creatrix, I'm a producer. I produce the Tantric Shamanic Festival here in the state of Florida. I have different productions where I bring the fusion of different sacred sexuality practices and including kink BDSM. I'm a founder of the Sacred Love Temple. I might have been a pioneer here in the state of Florida and bringing conscious intimacy relationship workshop experiences, seminars, and conferences. And at the same time, I am the founder of the Sarasota Dark Temple, which is a conscious kink BDSM community where we're bringing the education, we're bringing like the sense of caring and like building a community that is mindful, caring, and also reliable. So at the core of all of this is I really desire to know you, desire to know the audience, desire to know like what it is that you guys want and need at your core. And maybe some few word of wisdom that I have gained in my life, I will be able to share. And that's it. I'm here to provide, facilitate, and answer any questions or curiosity. Or, yes, I'm here for you. What do you want? What do you need? What do you desire?
That's beautiful and amazing. And what a wonderful answer to a very complex question said in a simple term. But yeah, I recognize that it's not an easy thing to answer, especially when someone is so involved in so many different things like you are. All right, so let's put some focus on it since we're both kind of out there people. You're planning on doing an event in New York in July, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So I'm coming back to New York in July. And I can tell you that it's going to be like a very interesting experience for me because when I move out of my country, because I'm from Ecuador, I moved to New York and Long Island, especially. So in Long Island, I'm coming in July and I'm going to be on the full moon on Monday, July 3rd, I believe so, because July 4th is on Tuesday. We're going to start on a Monday with the women workshop experience for all biological females. It's going to be a woman tantric journey. So it's going to be about healing sensuality, womb healing, and breast massage. And one of the interesting things is that I have worked with hundreds, thousands of women, but hundreds of practitioners in the realm of tantra. And sometimes there's a disconnection between the womb and their breast, right? Like they even talk about it. It's like, well, I teach this to women, but I myself, I'm like disconnected. Like I haven't done my own breast massage. So I find like it's really powerful to bring that sensuality and the healing of the womb and the healing of the breast. Because it's all about that creativity that we are as biological female women. You know, it's important to recognize, adore, appreciate, and embrace our body. No matter what your psychology and your mindset about yourself, I am this, I am that, whatever you want to label yourself, that's fine. That is in your mind, that is in your psychology. You can label yourself as however you want to. At one point, I used to call myself, I was an alien because I didn't feel that connection with my human body and my humanity. And it took me a journey of healing to recognize myself. I'm like human fucking woman. End of the story. And to relate to my genitals and to relate to my body, to my womb, and to my sexuality and to my breast, because it's part of my sexuality, right? And one of the awareness that I want to bring into that full moon ritual, because it will be a ritualistic ceremonial event, is that bring it back to the body. Because if we reject our body will reject us. You know, your mindset can be very clear and be like, you know, my mindset. But if you reject your body will reject you. You know, I come from a background who ever knows me and heard my story. I healed cancer at the age of 15, 16 years old, naturally, holistic, homeopathically. And I know this by firsthand. And the reason why I developed that is because I was hating my body. I hated myself. I hated my life. I was suicidal for 10 years. I started my journey of being suicidal since I was 5 years old because as an alien, I identified myself. I did not believe that why I was in this damn planet, too toxic, too much argument, too much fight, too much abuse, why I'm here. I don't want to belong here. I used to look at the stars every single night and I would look at the stars and say like, where are you going to come and pick me up? I don't belong to this planet, right? And I was rejecting my humanity, rejecting my human body, and I was doing everything possible. I would used to cut my hands, used to cut my fingers, used to hurt myself. And I'm telling you this because I realized that I was rejecting myself so much. Nobody else was rejecting me. I was rejecting myself, and I developed cancer. That cancer was my awakening. It was my portal to Tantra, to be honest with you. Because through the knowledge of the Gnostic knowledge and Tantra, I was able to get back to my self-love, to loving myself, loving my body, loving my heart. So I'm a queen of boundaries. And because when I talk about boundaries, it's about the well-being of my body. If I don't feel that I'm in integrity with the well-being of my body, I know that a boundary needs to be in place to protect and to preserve the integrity of my body, period. So that is on Monday, the first one. Then the second workshop that we have coming up, it will be the workshop for the Tantra love. It's going to be an initiation for people to explore Tantra in a safe way that is about energy, it's about connection, it's about compassion, it's about really tapping into this infinity heart and into the heart of like weaving ourselves into all the realms that we exist, like bringing into this journey. There's going to be dance and movement, and that's going to be on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're looking at relationship for couples. It's going to be a couples experience, what we'll call the art of ecstatic intimacy, and giving couples the opportunity to connect at a deeper level, because I have worked with hundreds of couples now, and I can tell you something. At the core of the meaning and the need of sexuality and sex in the relationship, at the core of every single couple that I work with, every single man, every single woman, every single partner I have worked with, at the core, they desire to have meaningful connections. Meaningful connection, meaningful intimacy, heartfelt, soulfelt. They want to be seen, heard, understood at the core. They want to be accepted. There's so much more than sexuality. You know, sex, it can be copulation. It can feel good for 5 minutes. Great. If you last for an hour, awesome. Hooray. Great for you. Yoo-hoo. But then what? I always ask myself the question, then what? What after it? What before it? Well, how was the preparation? This is where we bring the element of kink BDSM. Preparation, scene, and aftercare. How do you prepare your partner to have an intimate moment, a sexual moment? How do you enjoy yourself? How can you be fully present in the moment? And then how can you create the aftercare? So aftercare usually is a 72-hour experience. So even if you have sex with somebody and you're going to this sexual, tantric sexual journey, you have a responsibility of 72 hours to check in with your partner and make sure that you create a transition where you still had the love of connection, right? Especially when it comes to like sexuality, especially sex, copulation. Have you ever noticed when that it usually we go into like, you know, we have this amazing orgasmic experience and all of a sudden for 3 days, I don't know if you have noticed, but I noticed, I count the days. We are like so hooked into the person, like waiting for them to call us, text us, more details. We want them to take us out for dinner. We want them to make the, we as women, I can speak for myself. I desire to feel that I was not just a piece of meat that you got to fuck. I desire to know that you really care, that I'm your number one, I'm priority in your life, and that you care for me and you are with me. 72 hours. If you can create experiences where your partner can actually feel that is precious to you, you got it. Unfortunately, couples struggle with that. That's where we bring in this experience to help them to realize that, hey, yeah, you want to have a happy, sexy moment, a quickie, a 5-minute quickie? Great. We have these journeys. And why is it important at a psychological, emotional, physiological, and energetic level? Why all these elements are important? And then the final workshop that we have will be on a Friday. Kinky Friday. Yay! And we're going to be bringing the element of kink, BDSM. It's going to be like the initiation. It's going to be a dark arrows initiation. I do have some of my students that live in Long Island, and they're going to continue doing this work. And that's one of my intentions to go in Long Island, is to bring the awareness that we're building some communities and that this type of work exists.
So is this all one festival type event, or are you selling it separately? Each event is its own standalone thing.
Yeah, they're going to be individual events. We already have created the event. I'm just being confirmed with the venues right now.
You know, frequently when I tell people what I do for a living, they ask for a hot sex tip. So what I say, not really knowing them or any of their situations, is that most sexual issues can be helped with more and better conversation, or lube, or both. Now, conversation is really on you, although I can help you if you'd like me to. I do that as a coach. But when it comes to lube, there are two brands that I always reach for first. Uberlube is my go-to silicone lube. It's pure, it's not full of any unnecessary additives that make it smell, taste, or feel unlike you, me. It comes in a beautiful glass bottle that I'm happy to have on my nightstand, and it's great in most situations. However, if you prefer a water-based lube or have some other intimate needs, I recommend Good Clean Love. They have a variety of great products to help everything in the bedroom go smoothly. They've got some vaginal care kits, some cleaning solutions, oils and candles. It's really great. Now, you can find an affiliate link for these at the podcast's website, whatexcitesus.com. And to be clear, you do help me out when you buy through these links, but I specifically reached out to these companies because I truly love their products and I believe in what they're doing. So help yourself, help me, help these lovely companies, and get better sex with better lube. Go visit the links for Uberlube and Good Clean Love at whatexcitesus.com. Yeah, that'll be really great. So somebody could conceivably do all of them with you or pick and choose.
Yeah.
And you said really carefully, it's not a sex event. So if someone were to, not the women's ritual, let's set that aside for a moment because I can sort of imagine that. But if someone were to come to one of the couple events, what would they expect?
So when somebody comes to the couples event, in the description of the event, I actually share like what are the things that we're going to learn. So one of the things that we respect is the aspect of connection with the partners, different tantric practices to connect with the partners, also different practices to help them to connect with their own bodies, different practices to help them to connect, to surrender, to let go, to be a great receiver and a great giver, to also to start learning more about themselves. All the experiences are 3 hours. So in Tantra, we talk a lot about taking things slow, like slow it down and being fully present and becoming masters of presence and slowing it down and being fully focused and present and there and not rushing anything. This is not about, easily 3 hours goes very fast when we work with couples, especially when we teach them how to do conscious touch, which is the thing that I will be teaching. But before, these are the things I respect, right? You know, everybody can go to an event or an experience where touch is going to be involved. That's what everybody's looking for. Many times, that's one of the biggest love language in all relationships. They want to have that sense of connection. Now, before you touch someone, there's different protocols that need to be in place. It's not about just, oh my God, let's just have an intention and let's just rub a hand and let's touch a partner. There's so many protocols that need to happen. And the thing that people need to realize is that we need to feel connected. Because let's say if, yeah, we agree together as a couple that we're going to go to this event, the Art of Ecstatic Intimacy, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. But let's say that 2 weeks ago, a month ago, you got angry, upset at your partner, and you have resentment, right? You have all these emotions that are in the back burner. They are in the closet, but because we don't want to fucking ruin the experience, we're just going to play nice and we're going to be fake and we're just going to allow a partner to touch us. That can be so hurtful to the relationship because we're not allowing to really connect at a deeper level and heal whatever has happened or whatever's going on. Because couples that actually come to this event, there's stuff that they're coming to heal. They want to connect at a different level because something is not working out. Something is missing. The fire has extinguished. There's a reason why they come to this event. And a lot of the time, the reason is because we have a lot of emotions that we're putting in the pressure cooker and they're there waiting to fucking blow up. And it will blow up whenever you less expect it. Whenever you get a trigger out of the blue, it could have been just easy trigger that your partner gave you red roses instead of white roses and you just fucking blew up on it. Even though that he just gave you roses. It doesn't matter. They were red, not white, whatever was it. Right? So you will find excuses to jeopardize the relationship and to harm the relationship and to also you will find excuses to sabotage that relationship. That's pretty much the word I'm looking at. So if we don't have protocols in place before we touch a partner, like consent is one of the aspects of it. So the different aspect of consent that I like to bring my couples into the journey of consent. May I touch your feet? May I touch your ankles? May I touch your knee? May I touch your thigh? May I touch? Yes, 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 no, no, no. How does that feel? Is that, it's like the different aspect of the body mapping dynamics where it's not just about like texture and touches and things like that, but it's like the aspect of consent. May I come closer to you? May I be far away from you? Like there's different energetic that need to be in place. Why? To me, consent is the medicine for resentment. And I can tell you that 9 out of 10 couples that I work with, the reason why they have struggles is resentment. They have anger, resentment, and rage because of things that happen in the past. And usually women, biologically, psychologically, for some reason, we hold on to shit. Men, by nature, they let it go. Sometimes they don't even remember. I just work with my couple. It's like, oh my gosh, you have a very good timeline. Yeah, as women, we bitches, we keep track of the timeline. We know when it happened, what time, what hour, what date. When I work with my female client, usually when I ask them the details, they will give me the date. They will give me the time. They will give me the location. They will give me everything. When I'm working with my man, oh my God, it's so hard to try to pull them out, you know, pull out the date, the time. When was it? Do you remember? What were you sitting? Where were you? Like, they just don't remember. Do you remember what you were wearing? Women were like, yeah, I was wearing this. I was wearing that. I was dressing this. I took a bath. It's like so fascinating. It's beyond biology and psychology. Like sometimes I don't understand it, but hey, it's there. And so it's really important that when it comes to the different protocol before we touch someone, it's really important to address that. So what to expect? Expect that you're going to connect with your partner at a deeper level in a way that you have maybe never had it before. Learn about your partner in ways that you haven't really known your partner. And to give permission to yourself to heal whatever needs to be healed, to address whatever needs to be addressed before you engage in touch, where your partner can feel that, especially if there had been some anger, resentment, frustration, or any kind of like low vibration emotions, that before you touch your partner, doesn't matter if it's a female or male, before you touch them, they feel like, you got me. You understand. You care. And I love when couples come together to this event because I tell you that those couples that they come to this event of relationship event, they make it happen. They are ready and committed to keep going and to the fighting. Like some of them are fighting for the relationship. Some they're just excited about learning something new, but they are committed to the relationship. You know, I feel like in my heart for couples that one partner wants to go and the other one doesn't want to go. That breaks my heart many times. And sometimes I have couples that one partner is so into it and the other one felt forced to do it. And then because they feel forced to do it, quote unquote, forced between, you know, quotation mark and force, nobody forced you anything. You say no, or yes or no. But they feel so forced. They feel like obligated to do it. They feel like they need to prove something to the partner. And the partners are like all the way in and the partners are like so distant that you can tell. and, you know, make it a little difficult until I bring them in and I break them down in tears usually. And yeah, and then we go for it. I'm just being honest. I'm going to crack you open somehow. I swear.
Like an egg.
I'm going to crack you open like an egg. Oh my goodness. You have no idea who you came to. But anyway, with consent, of course, consent.
Of course. Of course. So
that's my waiver.
It sounds like there's instruction and then there's experiential stuff that happens. And then I presume that they go home with some new skills that they will hopefully continue practicing and working on. Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's the tantric aspect. Is that similar to how you work the kink? And are they separate, or you have a whole system called tantra kink? So
yes. So tantra kink is a fusion of tantra and kink BDSM. I'm not bringing that event there. Maybe if I do a Saturday, maybe we do a Saturday event. We will, because tantra kink is a whole immersion day. It can be a 1-day immersion or a 2-day immersion. And if I do it as a 3-hour, 4-hour event, it can be just a very quickie experience to it. And for that, you know, I have done it here in Florida a couple of times and it worked great. People love it. People love it, love it, love it, love it.
But it's more of a multi-day thing, and that's not what you're bringing. So you're doing the tantric stuff. Are you doing the kink on a separate day? And is that sort of the same thing?
Yeah. Monday for women, Wednesday for everyone, Thursday for the couples, and then Friday we're doing a kink BDSM for everyone. That's what the Dark Arrows initiation is, the kink BDSM. And that's kind of like a small taste, like a taste of tantric kink, but most focused on the kink dynamic of it, of learning the protocols and the system. Tantric kink is a fusion of tantra, kink BDSM, and we focus on the energetic dynamic of the polarity of dominant and submissive. And we do a clearing about what do I perceive masculine and feminine, dominant, submissive is about. Because we have this preconception, we have this mapping, pre-mapping. And when we hear the word tantra, when we hear the word kink, what comes up, right? The aspect of gender comes into play, the aspect of sex comes into play, the aspect of the polarity of dominant, submissive, and domineering will come into play, of dominant, of the slaves, right? Like some people will have triggered to specific words. So what we do in tantric kink, the fusion of tantric kink BDSM, is that we create a canvas, a clear canvas, that we will do a clearing statement and clearing at the same time, where we will give ourselves permission to feel the energies as they are without us putting a meaning to it. So how do I feel my dominant could be different how you feel your dominant. How I feel my submissive or surrendering is even within the S dynamic, which is surrendering, submissive, adoration, and devotion. That's what the S stands for. Not just submissive, it's submissive, surrendering, devotion, and adoration. So how I adore, it could be totally different how you adore. How I become submissive, it could be totally different how you are submissive, your qualities. But the energy is like we call in energy. That's where the metaphysical, shamanic, mystical essence comes into place, where we do the invocation of the energy. And I'm going a little too shamanic here, but that's the point. It's like we do an invocation of the energies and allow ourselves to be the vessels of the energies. So if I'm invoking the energy of the dominant, I can feel in my body that I am in a dominant force energy. It's a lot more clear. It's more specific. It's there. It's like I can feel it. And the reason why we don't work with the masculine, feminine, and we clear it out of our feel is because I have worked with these energies for like a long time and even led events and workshop and retreat and everything and one-on-one sessions. And it's really fascinating that when I do the clearing statement, I have done it with people. Once we invoke the energy of the masculine and we invoke the energy of the feminine, it is so surprising, interestingly, that people, that it kind of like, it goes against the book pretty much. whatever my perception of a masculine is supposed to be, all of a sudden when I'm calling the energy of masculine energy, the energy that I feel is more of the feminine, quote unquote. So that's why it goes against the book. When I call in the energy of the feminine, all of a sudden the quality of the masculine will come into place, and all of a sudden everybody's looking at each other and it's like, okay, it's really against the book. Like, I'm not experiencing what the books say about this. With the dominant and the submissive, or surrender and adoration, it's clear. There's no confusion. So that's why I like it to work that way with Tantric King. So there's nothing about masculine and feminine in Tantric King at all. We don't work with that energy. We don't work with those philosophies. We don't work with that at all.
Makes sense. Do you have things on the books for your next Tantric King thing that you're doing down in Florida?
Yes, I have one event in June for immersion for couples, level 1 and level 2. And I'm going to be bringing some other, you know, it usually happens twice or three times a year that we do that event for couples. Right now, I'm in the middle of this month. My objective is to finish the first draft of my book, Tantra Kink, a guide for couples. So once I'm finishing that, I would like to have that published by the summer. So when we go to the different events like FedCon, these other like kinky event, or even my own retreat or my own trainings, I have the book launched by then. That is my goal. And then once I have the book, it will be a lot easier for people to understand more of it and to come to the event.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I look forward to that. That'll be exciting.
Me too.
Yeah, no kidding. I can imagine you're feeling a little.
Not kidding.
So just real quick to circle back to the Friday event here that is mostly kink oriented. Is it going to be the same type of some instruction, some experiential, some stuff people can take home? Yeah.
Yes.
And it's couple oriented, or is it alone?
Singles and couples.
Gotcha. That's very exciting.
Yeah, for the women, it's only women, female women. For the Tantra Lab, it's everyone, singles and couples. For the couples, only couples, a pair of people, like, you know, if they are not in a relationship, but they want to come in and they want to pair, but we will need pair people. And then King PDSM is everyone, singles and couples as well.
Neat. So you have a really interesting take on all of it, which, you know, I've been in the kink world for a long time. I'm enjoying hearing about the way that you view things. But is the class that you're teaching, is it really oriented towards 101 folks, or are you?
It is called the Dark Eras Initiation. So it is level 1, I will say, into the realm of kink BDSM, because it will give them the foundations. The basic foundations of kink BDSM, and anyone can take it, because there's a thing. My background with kink BDSM is energetic and psychological. I'm a therapeutic kink practitioner, so I come from a background of like, how can we apply this kink BDSM journey for healing experience, for transformational journey? What is the meaning of it? What is the intention to it? So there's a lot of intentionality. I have people that have been in the lifestyle for like 20, 30 years. They have been swingers in the communities. They come to Tantra Kink especially. And one of the greatest, I would say, testimonials or feedback that I get from people who had been in the field for a while is that I'm bringing such a different level of intentionality to the space and to the practice, where it's not just about the physical logistical protocols that we put into place, but it's like, before I touch my partner, what do I need to know? Her needs, her desires, her fears, her boundaries, and what is happening within herself, understanding the physiological element in place, like when I'm like using the paddle. Also, even when we utilize some of the different tools, some people teach about impact play, and I like to bring more about the, even like the aerodynamics of impact play, like about the sound, the psychology of sound, the psychology of texture, the psychology of even color. What are the elements? Because it's so important that I can have a paddle, and the paddle can be small, the paddle can be big and long. And the sound can tell me, activate something in me. The different sound can be different. So I'm bringing in the aspect of understanding at a deeper level the psychology of the person that is receiving, and also the psychology and the energetic dynamic of the person who's given, right? And energy, to me, is all about energy and intention. And actually, how can we see this person as an energetic being? So if I see them as an energetic being, and I'm utilizing different sensorial props, right, instrument or tools, if I know where she's at in her journey, in her life, and I can utilize tools that enhance her journey, her life, in a more blissful, relaxation, whatever the intention is, healing experience, versus just going and be like, okay, here are all the tools, pick whatever you want, and then we negotiate, and after negotiation, you know, I go for it, and that's it, right? I can just smack the heck out of the butt, and that's it. But how can I bring the sense of like, okay, I can smack the heck out of it because you're enjoying it, it brings a lot of pleasure and erotic essence to you, but how can I also make it in a way where you feel connected? Where are my hands located? You know, I'm like spanking you, but when I'm switching tools, am I putting my hand back on you, or I'm putting another tool to make you know that I'm there for you, right? Because the essence of separation, sometimes even as a professional dominatrix, I have interviewed a couple clients that they go to other dominatrix when they work with me, and they're like, well, you know what? I really hate when they put me in the cage and they just walk away from me. And they haven't even negotiated that. Like, they just put them in a cage and they just leave them there until the dom does whatever on her phone and whatever, and then come back. And it was not part of the negotiation, or it was not part of, like, even if it was in a negotiation, at the essence of absence, fully absent, it can be very re-traumatizing to the individual. So as you can tell, you know, there's so many elements that, when we talk about the foundations of kink BDSM in a conscious way, it doesn't matter if you have been doing this for 20, 30 years. I'm bringing a different level of awareness.
Yeah, you really are. Talking about the energetics of it, it's so rare. It's so delightful to hear because it's so rare and it's so important. It's how good foundations are really built, are to be aware of what I consider a very base, and I don't mean that in like basic, but like, you know, we are all energy. We are all physical as well, but we very rarely discuss or think or even talk about the energetics of just walking around in the world, nonetheless, trying to connect with a partner. So this is very exciting. I'm delighted. So so that last one is called The Initiation of the Dark Eros. Right?
Yeah, Dark Eros initiation, yes.
Will there be like ritual aspects as well?
Yes.
Neat. It's going to be really fun. And this is all in July, and tickets will be on Eventbrite. Fantastic.
I'm so excited about this. I love creating these spaces for people to really connect with themselves and their erotic expression, because I feel that our soul, you know, we are a manifestation and an image of God's source created. And just by reading those sentences from the scriptures, for anyone who is religious, it just brings you this lightness and this liberation to be like, you know what? There is erotism in this universe. The universe is a pumping, erotic source. Nothing exists in this world if it doesn't exist in a whole. Right? Whatever we experience then is what is being experienced across the universe, across the source. Whatever we feel, the expressions that we have and we manifest through us is how source manifests itself and experience. And so if we feel erotic, it's just so delightful to even feel and think that source, God, creator, Goddess are erotic as well, because man, nothing will exist without existing in a whole. And that is what it makes me so excited about sharing with everyone, the permission of that, this, you know, that we have in those sentences of the scripture in Genesis, right? Like, what is the permission, right? That what's above is below, what's inside is outside. You know, we are in the image of source, God, creators. And if I'm the image, it's like so much inspiration out of that. I don't know. I just love it.
Well, you literally just answered my last question, but I'm going to ask it anyway and see if something else comes out. Which is because the podcast is called What Excites Us. I always end by asking, what excites you?
What excites me is all that.
Yeah. I mean, you, I'm like, wait, no, I'm supposed to ask it first.
I'm a mind reader, energy reader. Don't tell that to my people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's dangerous. You don't want to do that.
I tell everyone, we're not mind readers, we're not energy readers. But when we tap into source, when we tap into the feel, we're not reading anything, we're feeling everything.
Yeah. And not being afraid to tap into that feeling, I think, takes a lot of practice and is very valuable. And I really appreciate it when I see it in others. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
This has been great. This has been really, really great.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you as well. So what do you think? Are you going to go to these workshops or maybe even explore feeling into the light and dark arrows in your play? I would truly love to hear your thoughts, and you can indeed talk to me at whatexciteshouse.com. I do have a favor to ask, however. Please be sure that you are subscribed, and more than that, if you could rate and review this podcast, it would be extremely appreciated. You can find ways to do that at the website too, or in the app that you are listening to us right now. I would love the opportunity to read your review to share with other folks, like this one from Angie Griffiths, who wrote, "What a hot topic. It is so awesome to have safe space to talk about stuff like this. Thanks for sharing your gift with the world." Thank you, Angie. Thank you, Angie. Leaving a rating is the best, easiest, and cheapest way to help this show since it's free. And you don't have to do anything but just take a couple minutes out of your time and hit a button. And we're hitting buttons all day long anyway, right? Right. Okay. So, what excites us? Oh, thank you, by the way. Thank you so much. What Excites Us is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Gwyn Isaacs. Our podcast host is Tickle.life. The music I use is under the Creative Commons Attribution License, and the opening song is called Vendetta by Stefan Kartenberg, and this is Quando by Julius H. Thanks for listening. You're awesome. Truly awesome.